Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. Astros win last night. We hit that in the open, 4-3. We'll hit that again in headlines in about 20, 25 minutes or so. So apparently, according to a documentary, and I guess this is the first in what'll be a series, kind of similar to the Texans' Iron Sharpens Iron. If you've seen that, the Texans have Iron Sharpens Iron. It's a series on YouTube that their social media team, I'm assuming, puts together. It's very well done. It's really good. It's really fun to watch now because it largely covers good, competent football. This would not have popped as well in the David Culley or Lovie Smith eras, but it seems like a lot of this content that documents things behind the scenes has coincided with the D'Amico Ryans era, and that's been a lot of fun. Yeah,
they've been upping their game steadily, and I think they kind of cut their chops. Is that the expression? Whatever it is.
Yeah.
On those couple of years, they were actually doing some pretty cool stuff. It just largely went unnoticed.
Yeah.
So now they were, by the time a relevant football team arrived, they could really throw themselves full bore.
And that's what they've done. And it's called Iron Sharpens Iron. Now the Patriots are doing one, and you'll see why we're bringing up the Patriots here in just a second. But the Patriots are doing one called Forged in Foxborough, and it's got a similar iron theme to it. Like the beginning intros have a lot of sparks and welders and iron men, you know, banging on anvils and things like that. But this thing is, the first episode is, it's like movie length. It's an hour and 13 minutes long, and it does cover from the time Mike Vrabel was hired.
Yeah.
All the way through the draft. So this thing covers like 4 months worth of content. And I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched bits and pieces of it. It's very good. The reason why we're bringing this up, story popped up yesterday because their first episode of this popped up this week. And the draft room, they go into the draft room, man. Like they are in the draft room with Elliot Wolf. Elliot Wolf is doing vignettes that get spliced in, like describing what was going on in the draft room. It is very inside. It is the complete opposite of probably how it's been in Foxborough for the last 25 years, if I had to guess. There was probably nothing like this going on with Belichick back in the day. But the reason I bring this up is because the Texans got kind of pulled into this story yesterday where the Patriots had the 38th pick in the draft, so early in the second round. Shortly after the Texans picked Jaden Higgins with the 34th overall pick, and the Patriots were getting phone calls about that pick. The Chicago Bears wanted to give them a 7th-round pick to move up one spot from 39 to 38. Presumably, the Bears, I think, did want to draft Travion Henderson, which is who the Patriots ended up taking with the 38th pick. The other trade the Patriots had on the table, and it was very clear in this, the audio's not great, which is why we don't have it, but you could hear that the Texans had an offer into the Patriots in which the Texans would get the 38th pick. They would move up 20 spots. And in the process, the Patriots would get the 79th pick and a third rounder next year. So essentially, Seth, 2 3rd round picks to move up 20 spots in the draft, the Texans. Mm-hmm. Patriots move back 20 spots, pick up those 2/3. It doesn't specify who the Texans were targeting there.
Right.
Do we think they could have been targeting Travion Henderson there?
Travion Henderson felt very, very possible after Thursday night.
Yeah.
I watched a bunch of Travion Henderson clips the night before. I think I didn't go to bed that night. I can't remember. Which probably means that I didn't go to bed. I think there's very, very possible. I know supposedly not drafting for position or need, whatever. Boy, they were going heavily into offense at the top of this draft and trying to help CJ Stroud out. The fact that they traded up for Woody Marks. Yeah. In a way that didn't seem like a classic Nick Caserio move. Like, they traded pretty aggressively up to draft a running back at that spot. I think they wanted to help CJ Stroud out with weaponry, whether it was on the offensive line, wide receiver, or running back. And the second round is a good place to do that.
And Travion Henderson.
With a running back.
Henderson is a former college teammate of CJ Stroud's also at Ohio State. So there's that little wrinkle. I don't think that's why they'd pick a guy, but it's certainly they've got probably as much or more intel on him than anybody else.
Well, and it's when it comes to asking players about, hey, CJ, how much do you know about Travion Henderson or something? You got to be careful about, you know, having players feel like they're selecting the players or anything. Yeah. When you ask players on your team about guys, they're not going to generally say anything bad about him. And CJ didn't play a bunch with Travion Henderson, but you can kind of power rank them, you know? You're like, they might have asked CJ about the offensive tackle, Josh Simmons, and Josh might have said, oh, yeah, he's a swell fella.
They actually ended up picking Arriante Ursery 10 picks after that. So they moved up to get Arriante Ursery at 48. I'm looking at the draft right now. I'm just trying to figure out if it had to be Travion Henderson. I'm looking at the next 10 guys to get picked between Henderson and Ursery.
Luther Burden could have made sense. Luther Burden, the wide receiver.
But they had just taken Higgins 4 picks before that. You know, like,
that's right. In my mind, that pick is gone.
Yeah, they had just taken Higgins.
Well, I mean, they would go on to take another wide receiver. I doubt they would have aggressively traded up for Luther Burden. I mean, they took a Luther Burden type of dude in a lot of ways, too.
But they just took him at that spot. They didn't give up multiple draft picks to go get him.
Yeah.
And Burden's got all that baggage where he doesn't feel like a Texans guy, at least rumored baggage with his, you know, his inner circle and whatnot.
Yeah. The only other thought I had was Mason Taylor, the tight end out of LSU.
Yeah.
Potentially could have been the guy. That would have made a lot of sense. And at that point, they might have thought, I think Mason Taylor makes sense. Travion Henderson would be the guy that you would trade up for, I think.
I'll give you one more name that went 47, the pick before Ursery, who fell, who was a first-round pick in every mock draft, but had some injury concerns late in the process, is Will Johnson, the cornerback out of Michigan.
Yeah.
He got picked by Arizona with that pick right before Ursery. Were they going to trade multiple thirds to go up and get a guy who had injury concerns? I don't know.
Well, and this is the other potential option, is that maybe they were targeting Ursery. That if there was
possibly
that they might have just overshot it, and we would never know if that's what happened, but they might have been, well, maybe they liked Ursery that much to trade up aggressively for him, but then the way the board fell and maybe whatever trade possibilities that would happen, nothing looked smart, but he was still there.
Yeah, no, and there were no offensive linemen taken in between 38 and 48, you know?
So here's the one possibility, and I don't know whether Texans fans like wish this would have happened or happy with where Cody Stutes put a poll out where it basically looked like most Texans fans are happy with the way it all worked out.
Yeah.
I think it looks like on the video, it's hard to hear and see exactly what's going on, but it looked like the Texans, if the Patriots were on the phone with the Texans, that the Texans might have pulled themselves out of the deal.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Patriots look like they're saying, you're out? Okay.
Yeah.
And now we don't know for sure that they were talking to the Texans and that was the deal that would.
Yeah, and again, we'd have the audio, but the audio is not great. But we do know there was a deal on the table between the two teams that involved those picks. Basically, what this would mean, if you had made that deal, let's pretend it was for Travion Henderson for a second. Hypothetically, would you rather have had Travion Henderson, or they ended up with Ursery, Noel, and Woody Marks? I'm assuming, because again, the trade would have been Texans moving up 20 spots and giving up the 79th pick, which they used on Noel. I'm going to get texts from people telling me it's Noel. and a third round pick next year, which I'm assuming was one of the picks they used to get Woody Marks the next day. So you wouldn't have Woody Marks on this team. You wouldn't have Noel on this team. Probably wouldn't have Ursary on this team. Again, there's, you know, the Texans could have made more moves after that to get any one of these guys possibly. But that's kind of how it, from what we know, that's kind of how it plays. I'd rather have the crew of guys that they ended up getting, especially considering how highly praised that Noel pick has been at 79. You know, that's been a universally lauded pick by the Houston Texans.
Cody Stutes, the poll he put out says, which would have been better for the Houston Texans in the 2025 NFL draft? Travion Henderson or the combination of Ursary and Jalen Noel?
Yeah.
90% of Cody's respondents say they prefer the way it actually happened with Ursary and Jalen Noel.
And I think if I had to guess, you know, we just have the numbers. We don't have the why people voted that way that strongly. But if I had to guess, it's a combination of the evaluation the Noel pick has gotten since then. And the fact that if you made that Henderson deal, then you may not be getting an offensive lineman at any point in this draft. Ursary's the only offensive lineman they took. And that was viewed as a huge need. So I'm guessing that some people voted like, no, we had to come away with something the first 2 days on the offensive line, or else it is a really, really slippery slope.
And it's also, man, like drafting a running back, or even if you draft the right guy, the fact that he's going to either stay healthy or what have you.
Yeah.
There's a hesitancy. So when it's easy for me to say, oh, yeah, you know what? You take a running back and then he ends up injured or doesn't pan out or whatever. What's he really do for you? The one thing about Travion Henderson is that he does he pass protects. Yeah. And I think for the Texans, you look at that final quarter of that Chiefs game, man, it would have been nice to have a running back in there who was good in pass protection.
It was a mess.
Because that was one of the many, many issues they had in that quarter. But I'm especially, like you said, the Jalen Noel pick has been so lauded as like a great value selection, whatever. Mm-hmm. That it makes it a lot easier to think, okay, yeah, I'd rather have two swings at the plate with Ursary and Noel than one potential at a very risky position to draft.
Yeah, and Marks probably isn't on this team too. Again, they gave up a third. They would have given up a third next year as well, and that's what they gave up to move in and get Woody Marks the next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Day. For what it's worth, if you want to, if you want to wet the palate here with some Travion Henderson and think about what might have been, this was actual good audio on the Patriots documentary. This was Vrabel and Elliot Wolf, their GM, talking about the Henderson pick.
Some teams were calling, talking about moving up, and ultimately we didn't feel that the value being offered to us was worth possibly losing out on Travion. So we just ended up sending the pick in and getting him on the phone with about 58 seconds left there.
You're just weighing the options of, do we feel like we can get this player later, or is this a player that we would stick and pick? And so we felt like what was best for us was to get Trey, and I'm glad we did.
He's a fun one because I think we saw the same thing that the fans saw. We saw those explosive plays, just his ability to take it the distance each time he touches the ball. It's all of it. It's the route running, the pass protection, the toughness, the character, the physicality, and just all those things added up into the right player.
There you go. Echoing what you just said there. Total package.
And honestly, it's having played on a team that had an incredible running back when Fred Taylor was very much in his peak, it's amazing how many games we won just because Fred Taylor had a 90-yard reception for a touchdown.
He erases a lot of mistakes, man.
Yeah, it is. It's a cushion you have. And over the course of a 17-game season, the more playmakers you have, the more guys like Nico Collins who can – like, how many times has Nico Collins, you know – in hindsight said, like, retroactively won a game for you because it was just a huge 80-yard touchdown reception or what have you. It tilts the tables in enough games per year that it's home field advantage. It's making the playoffs at all. It's enticing to have a guy
big
like that.
Big plays like that, and even like third and 12s where you just ran two terrible plays to get into third and 12. And then this guy just makes a catch, or if it's Travion Henderson, you know, catches a screen out of the backfield, makes two guys miss, things that five other guys can do. You know what I mean? Just stuff like that. It's you're absolutely right. It's a good pick. It's a good documentary. I jumped around in it, but it's I'm just watching this content. I'm going, boy, there must be New England Patriot fans who are getting this level of access now. We're like, holy crap, we've never had this before. It is so immersive, this thing, this documentary.
I feel like they've been, the Patriots put out a lot of, because Bob Kraft has had that annoying, you know, Patriots Productions. Remember, that was part of his production company that it looked like they were filming the sideline of the opponent. It was that at NRG Stadium? It feels like it was, I can't remember what, anyway. He was actually, like, somebody had to stop this guy.
Yeah.
And it was supposedly just for a documentary. But it was all part of this Patriots Productions.
Right.
They've been putting out annoying stuff forever. It's just this, this will be a lot more heavy on the football side.
Yeah, like, not in the war room before. Like, I don't recall ever watching stuff like this with Belichick making picks, but maybe I'm wrong.
This might be the first time that we can really say, okay, a move that if the Patriots really like Travion Henderson, then it makes sense that Caserio would really like Travion Henderson.
Yeah.
Because Elliott Wolf has only been with the Patriots since 2000. I think he was a consultant the first couple of years.
Yeah.
So he became the director of scouting in 2022. So he's not a Caserio guy, didn't have the same upbringing or anything. This is just one NFL team doing business with another NFL team, and then there you have it.
9 minutes ago, somebody texted, y'all haven't mentioned what position Henderson plays. We probably have in the last 9 minutes, but we apologize for that. In case we haven't, he's a running back. I think that's gotten mentioned a few times, but just in case. Sorry about that, texter. He's a running back out of Ohio State, a very good one. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. Let's get to headlines. The Astros, we got a Yordan Alvarez update. We've got the Astros winning last night in Tampa Bay, taking the first of that series. Big week in the NFL as well. The owners meet today and tomorrow in Minneapolis. Tweak to one of the rules that's going to get voted on. So we'll talk about that in headlines, and a big contract for a linebacker in the NFL as well. We will get to all of that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.